Parak Dvach. We're in the middle of Shin Mem Ches. We just finished Siv Beis. So we're going to start Siv Gimel tonight. I mean, there was a lot more on Tais and Matakim, but I guess that's about as much as I could say for the time being. Alright, let's do Siv Gimel. Now it should start going a little easier. We should start going a little quicker in the Sifim. Hopefully we'll cover a few Sifim tonight. Siv Gimel. Ezeh Uganav. The Mechaber wants to be Mechalek and be Magdir. What's a Ganav and what's a Gazam? We know both of them in Atari that Ganav and Gazam both Chayiv. They're both Chayiv in Ashova. But a Ganav is unique. That a Ganav is Chayiv Kefil and even Dalet Vehei. So what distinguishes between a Ganav and a Gazam? They're both stealing. They're both in English. There's really no... That I know a real good way to be machalik between a Gaza and a Ganav. What's the chilek? So Zokta Machabe Zel Ganav, Halokeh Momin Odim Besesa, someone who steals privately, Ve'ena Bailam Yadim, and the Bailam don't know that he was stealing. So you have both. He stole it privately, means others don't see, and Ve'ena Bailam Yadim, and the Bailam themselves also don't see, the two of them, that's considered a Ganav. Aval, however, Imlokach Begoli Bafahesya, if he stole, other people were there, other people were seeing him steal, ain't a ganav el a gazan, he's not a ganav, he's only a gazan, and he would not be chayiv in kefal, then he'd only be chayiv in keren.
People know that it's not his.
Yeah, I guess, if he was able to fake out and pretend that it is, and maybe that's like doing it privately, I hear.
Of course, there are lots of people that does.
Right, I hear. It's a good ha'ara. So the Shailas, and the Mechaber starts off with really two nekudas. It has to be b'seiser, other people don't see, and ein ha'bailam yoidim, and the bailam don't see. So now you have Shailas. What happens if other people don't see, but I hold up the ganav, list the mezuyin, I hold the ganav up, the nignav up, and he does see who I am, but others aren't there to see, or vice or faket, inversely, if what happens if the Bailam don't know, he's not home, but others do see. I mean, what's that middle case? So which here is lav davka? Maybe they're both davka. So this man, the goyin, I'm going to go with the many pshatim here, I just want to go with this easy pshat, the goyin, if you look in Sifkat Nidalid, he says, Loshin HaRambam V'davka B'seisa, it has to be davka B'seisa, it's privately, other people don't see, Halav Hochi, if not, if other people would see, Av She'ena Bailam Yoidim HaVigazan, if other people do see, even though the Bailam themselves do not see, that's already a Gazlan, and he would not be Chayiv in Kefal. And then the goyin continues a few words later, and that which a Mechaber says, V'ena Bailam Yoidim Lav Davka, it's not true, it's Lav Davka, the Po'omim Av She'yoidim HaVigazan, V'ken Goyim B'listim Nazayin. So really, the goyin says the emphasis really is on the first nekuda, that it's beseisa, that other people don't see. Everything's totally with other people. If other people don't see, then he's a ganav. If other people do see, he's a gazan, regardless of whether the bailam themselves see. Because if other people do see, he's a gazan, even if the bailam don't see. And if other people do not see, even if the bailam does see, he's still considered a ganav. So everything is totally on what other people do. If I do it privately, then I'm a ganav. If I do it publicly, then I'm a gazan.
What was the two stuff for listing the zoom?
Listen, Mazin also, I hold a guy up, he knows that I'm stealing money from him, I'm holding him up, but no one else sees. So what is that? So that's based on the Gemara, it's a Shaila in the Gemara, but the base on how we pass him from that Gemara is we pass him he's a Ganif. So if he's a Ganif in that case, you see that you don't need that the Bailam shouldn't know, because even if the Bailam do know, you could see, Moshele Satsia, they could still be a Ganif, even if the Bailam do know. Right? Because that case, the Bailam know. So Avo Pika, and you see, Zokta Goyin, that's Lav Davka. The Ikun Nekuda is the beginning, that it should be Lokeik Momen Adam B'Seisa. And that's why when the Mechaber Fezois, he says, Ava Melokach Begoli B'Fezisa, sounds like Zelu Mazek. Kenega, what he started off, that it was B'Seisa, now it's Begoli, then Ein Zeganav Elagazan. He doesn't mention that second here, of what happens if the Bailam do see. That he falls away from, that's not Ikun Nekuda. The Ikun Nekuda is whether other people see or not. You say this to pshat. No, there's Evan Ozil argues with the goyin, has a different pshat. Let's stick with the basic pshat is the goyin, that everything is totally on what other people see or not see. Fine.
But he himself is also only if he's listed mezuyin.
The marshal?
Only listed mezuyin, the goyin says.
If what? But if I hold him up, how do I hold him up without listed mezuyin? What would I do? I go over to him, and other people aren't there. So I mean, I have to overpower him somehow. Otherwise, how am I going to get the chayfitz?
So you're still in front of the bailam.
Right.
Into his house, he can't be caught. You grab something you run out.
Oh.
Just found.
Okay, so that I think could be also easy, that that's Geneva, because there you didn't want the Bailam, the Mefarshim, there you don't want the Bailam to see. You went into the guy's house, he did a chveis, a baba machteris, granted the guy was up in the middle of the night, he was learning, so he saw me, but Batsim, I was hoping he wouldn't be up. So I'm going in to try to do a Maisa Geneva, a Maisa Bechashoy that no one should see. If then he got the sees, I don't know if that's going to change from Geneva to Gzeil, that could be even better Geneva. If Grada, I had the right, let's say I noticed the Bailam seeing me before I took the item, and then I decided to go ahead and carry through my Geneva, even though the Bailam is there, then maybe, yeah, then we could hear the Rabbah. But if I already stole, and I thought the Bailam wasn't watching, Grada he was, that Lechayah could be Kuluyam, but that's a Maisa Geneva.
You know you're quicker than him, so you grab him in front of him and you run away. So you do
a Chatifa from him. Yeah, Chatifa from him, I hear. That should be a Maisa Gzela. Elamai, you're telling me what? That because no one else is there to see, and if you hold it like list of Mizuin, okay, so then you can have this Nafkamina, okay?
Yeah, because you said Don and Din Gan Yafshe, you say a person could go and punch him in the nose and take his thing.
Right.
Well, you can't do that because he's still gone.
If that was the Chiv and Gzela and Gneva over there, then I'll have to have other people watching. I hear. You're telling good. I have to swallow that one. Very good. Okay. The nafkamin, like I said, saivi you can be chayvin karen, saivi it's an issa deraisa. Nafkamin is only the gabi kefil and dalet vehei. So now you see that the mechabo, you're going to, it's nagir, we will see, but right now the chab is telling you chibit in ganam gazan to tell you that this is yechayvin kefil davei and this not. All right. And you'll see why I'm being madgish then in a second. All right, so let's see the mechabo siv dalet. Talk to Mechabe. Mishosha Moshek HaGneva. Right when you're Moshek the Gneva, Nasa Olea Ganev. Right then, you do the Maisa Meshicha, a Kinyan. You became a Ganev with that Kinyan. Bamedver Mamurim, when do we say that Kinyan that you did is Shemoshka, works to make you a Ganev? That's if you Shemoshka Chutz Mishus HaBailam. If you Moshek it out of the Bailam's Rishus. So then it's a good Meshicha. Ava Kozman Shibishus HaBailam, but if you're being Moshek it in the Rishus HaBailam itself, Einu Chayiv, you're not going to be Chayiv. Sorry? Unless you do a Maisa Agbah, which is a different kinyan called Agbah. But right now we're starting Maisa Kinyan Mashiach, you have to get it out of the Bailam's Ashus. If it's still in the Bailam's Ashus, that's not a good Kinyan Mashiach, you're not going to be Chayiv. But if you do Agbah works even in the Bailam's Ashus, and that's going to, that will make you Chayiv. Good. Now Pashtis, the Mechab is talking about Kefil as well, right? Because he's Gimel says Ganav and Gazan, Ganav is Kefil, and now he's continuing. Mishor Shemosh HaGanev and Nasa Ganav, that Ganav that Yechayiv even Kefil, is when you do a good Kinyan, the Kinyan has to be Chutz Mishus HaBailam, Mashika, or Agbah, Bishus HaBailam. V'mechnisa l'shusay, if you got the animal into your own Rishus, afilu l'gaga y'chatzeru v'karfifa, even if it's in your courtyard, into your roof, or the area is not mamish in your house, but that's good enough. As long as imhi mishtameres, if the area is watched, the area is guarded, so then it's a chotza mishtameres, you'll have a Kinyan chotza, and you're going to be Chayiv. You didn't do Mishicha, you didn't do Agbah, but now you have a new Kinyan, the Kinyan Chatzah. So the idea is that you got to do a good Kinyan. You think it's easy to be a Ganav, not so easy. You got to make sure, as my client always used to say, we're going to teach you how to steal. You got to do a good Kinyan in order to be a Ganav, otherwise you're not considered a Ganav. Good? Fine. So you have a Kinyan Mishicha, Agbah, or Chatzah. Look at the Sman Sif Katan Ches, when he talks about Chutz Mishus HaBailam, you did the Mashicha and you left the Bailam's Rishus, continues this man, Mayri, not only do you left the Bailam's Rishus, the Mashcha B'makam Shekoyne Mashicha, it's not enough to be Mashicha out of the Bailam's Rishus, that's not enough. You have to now continue and have that Mashicha in a good place that's Roy for Mashicha, Dainu, Besimta, a little private area, even though it's in the public, but it's a like in a park or whatever, mm-hmm. Or it's a mamish a private area, it belongs to two individuals. If you mamish moshek it into your own rishos, so then you have mamish kinyan mashicha, let's say you don't have chatzah for some reason, we're worried about it. Why you don't have chatzah? Maybe it wasn't mishtameres, you have to know. But if you didn't mamish mashicha, you'd be koin out your mashicha. But if you moshech it into Rishus HaRabim, which that kinyan doesn't work, Meshicha B'Rishus HaRabim is not koina in Mecca Chamemka, it will not be koina over here either, and you will not be a ganev. That's what this ma holds. Now, truth be told, this is really a machlokes amoraim, and we really should go. There's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph that has a case. We're trying to accomplish a case of Kimlei B'Derabba Minei, that the Ganev, when he steals, is Chayiv Shabbos, Mises Bezdin, at the same time that he's Chayiv on the Geneva, because the Kimlei B'Derabba Minei is going to be pot on the Geneva. So, in fact, what's the case? He stole into Rishus HaRabim, what's the case? If he lifted the item in the Bailam's Rishus, he was already Chayiv on the Geneva for the Hagbod that he made, and Chiv Shabbos didn't come until he brought it into Rishus HaRabim. Elamai, we're talking about that it was Meishich. So, Vaita, where was he Meishich to? If he was Meishich into his own Rishus, into Rishus HaYachid, so he'll have the Kinin Meshich, he'll have a Kinin Gneva, but he didn't have a Shabbos, because it's not into Rishus HaRabim yet. Elamai, he was Meishich into Rishus HaRabim, then he'll have Shabbos, but he doesn't have a good Kinin, because Meshich and Rishus HaRabim doesn't work. The Gemara is going back and forth what to do. And the number two, it's in the Gemara. One Teretz in the Gemara, I think it's Ravashi. Ravashi says that what he did was, if he schlepped the item, he didn't lift it, he schlepped it out of the Bailam's Rishos, he put his hand right outside, in Rishos Aram, right outside the Bailam's Rishos, and he schlepped it right onto his hand. So the second it got onto his hand, it's Rishos Arabim, and he was kind of with that hand, he was kind of Yad, and Mameli have Shabbos and Geneva, means Mrs. Bezdin, and this Chiv Moment, Boin Ke'echad.
The Yad doesn't go where the body is.
Right, the Yad is right there. Maybe I didn't want to know if the body is in Rishus HaRabim too. I hear we'll talk about it. But the Yad was right there, and it was lower than three Tvachim, the Gemara says, because otherwise it was higher than you had to have lifted it already in Rishus HaNigna. We don't want that. So we got to get lower than Kimat Tvachim, and you go right onto your hand. Great case. That's the Gemara says. That's one Teretz. Comes along Ravina, and Ravina is a different Teretz. Ravina is another problem. Yes, you were Moshech in Rishus HaRabim, and yes, Moshech in Rishus HaRabim is Koina. Yes, it is Koina. Memele, you have Geneva and Shabbos, Boin Kechot.
Now,
Frek Tois is Gewalt. Meshich, Rishus HaRabim is not Koina. We know it's not Koina. What's going on? So Tois gives two terutzim. Either Ravina Taka argues, Memele, we will not pass him like Ravina, because we pass Meshich, it does not work in Rishus HaRabim. Or, like Moshe pointed out, Tois is Mechadish, that for Chiv Ointin, by Gzela, that Yechayiv Ointin, that's easier to come by. A Meshich, even Rishus HaRabim, is enough for Chiv Ointin. You want to know, can I buy something from you, could I acquire and be kind of something from you? Not to be mamish kind of from you, then I have to have a real mashicha in my rishos, a private domain. But if you want to know, v'chiv einzin of ganev, v'chiv einzin of gzela, that's enough of mashicha b'shus harabim. So now comes, latest teretzitaisis, we have that a mashicha, even rishos harabim, will be enough for chiv einzin. Now what's pshatan taisis? And many pshatan given, just the yeshiva shereid is like this. So just Kedai to just mention of the Shiva Shared is that Meshicha does two things. It takes it out of the Rishus of the owner and brings it into my Rishus. That's Meshicha. I'm being Meshicha from your Rishus into my Rishus. So if I want to be Koinit Mamish, I have to bring it into my Rishus. In Rishus Aram, I didn't bring it into my Rishus, so I can't be Koina. But for Chiv Gneva, Gneva is only that I got it out of your Rishus. So I get it out of your Rishus, even though I didn't get it into my Rishus yet, that's already enough for Chiv Gneva. Chiv Ointzer, because I already did that half. I got it out of your Rishus. So Memela Mashiach Rishus Aram is enough for Chiv Ointzer, but will not be enough for being a Kinyan Gama. Memela, even on Kol HaTeri with Kula, we take a pask, and Mashiach doesn't work. But for Gneva, it could work for Chiv Ointzer. Now that's a teretz and taisa, a legitimate teretz. Memela, the smell over here is mashmad, is not going like that teretz, because he says that I got to go into a simta chatzis shneim. But if it'll be rishus haram, which is, by the way, the smell is being mamis, his lashon and macham. Macham doesn't talk about it. Macham just said, but maybe mishamashik chutz mishazan. The second you get out of rishus haram, sounds like the macham be already chayiv. And the smaz being mamis, no, it doesn't mean that. It means only if you get into your simto, into your private rishas. So smaz seems like he's going like the other shita sataisis, and that is that gzeil is just like kol haterekula, and you cannot be chayiv unless you bring it to your own rishas. However, fact the goyin, if you look in the goyin sif katan tezvav, and Rekiv Ege is the exact same kasha on the sma, blive shred, doesn't know what's going on. Ein sma, vu dasai tesis vatur. Yes, the sma is going like that, she tesis atesis natur. Abba mulashin ramam vishukhanokim, besim shin nun aleph, le mashmekain. Because over there, when the ramam vishukhanok bring down this gemara of ksubis, the ramam doesn't bring down Ravashi's teretz that you put your yad in a tzir of yad lamata and you put it onto your hand. He learns the case kipshuta, that you just took it out. Sounds like he's talking about he went into Rishus Rabbim, and without the din akimlei b'drabim nei, you would have been chayev. Why would you have been chayev for ayetz meshika Rishus Rabbim? Must be the Rambam the Shulchan Aruch hold like that, Teretz HaTosfos, that meshika Rishus Rabbim is enough for gnev and gzeila. Now, Mela, they both argue with Tisma, what's going on in Tisma? No, you could learn the mechaba kipshutai, that Rishamashchus Meshus Abaylam, even though it was in Rishus Rabbim, it still works for gneva, like the mechaba and the Rambam's mash mentioned in Aleph. Now, Mela, they blab shrei on Tisma. Yeah, I mean, what? If you put it in a chotzer that's not mishtameres, so then you won't have your kinyan chotzer. But what happened to your kinyan? Well, are you a moitzit? So you have to know if you took it. I don't know if you took it. Maybe you didn't take it. Maybe it left by itself. It left the Bayan yourself, or you guided it out of the Bayan Zishas. Maybe it wasn't enough to be a Maisa Mashika. It was going and you were directing it. Oh, so we're going to get to that word, Echnisa Zum Baltan. It's a Ksaisa now. But Deval could have said that it's. All right, I hear what you're driving in. Okay, we'll discuss. Sorry? Good. Oh, you mean like Tiyansa Mashis Kasha? Okay, so it means it wasn't that you took it out of the guy's rishus. This is the new case. It was standing rishus arabim, and you got into your rishus. Remember, you were never meitzit mishus abaylam. So therefore, you need a good kinyan chotzer. Maybe that would be a pshat. Even though it sounds like it's going back on the first case that was rishus arabim. Yeah. All right. Many years ago, in Azabach, I once wanted to tie a pshat in Taisis. I know it's a chiddush, it's a blitz, but just bear with me a second. And that is that even Taisis holds that meshicha works mishus arabim. Only means b'negeya to chiv ointzin, because chiv ointzin is easier to come by. But if you want to know, do you have your full-fledged din of a ganef to be chayv and kef on dalaveya vadanat? Even teisus moida, even that teretz of teisus moida, that to be a full-fledged ganef, you have to do a proper kinyan and you have to be in yon rishos or b'shicha or simta or whatever. And b'shicha and b'shadam is not going to work. You want to know chiv ointzin is easier to come by. If the bailin can't watch it, you can watch it. The shita zaram nehod by choyl, you don't even need a kinyan by shaymrim. There could be easier reasons why your chiv achrayis on it is easier to come by. But if you want to know, do I have a din ganef? No, I'm not a ganef. I wasn't koina. If that's the case, I told this when I was a bach. I told this.
What are you saying, Kim Rabbeinu?
Right, Kim Leidani. I won't be chayv in the Karen. Like the Mari says in Sanhedrin, I'm base. So I told this pshat to Rav Shmuel Zatzal. And he liked the pshat. He had some kashas. He was tumbling about Rav Shmuel Bim Bam. But Lamaisa, I know it's a chiddush. Got it this week. I was looking. So, you know, now it's coming Lamaisa. Who says it? What? So I started to flip around whatever I could find. The only thing really I found is a Sha'ar HaLakutais. Don't ask me who it is, but it's about 100 years ago. Sha'ar HaLakutais on Bava Metzian. Samach Zayin HaMebeis, he's Mesupik in Taisis. That which Taisis says, that it works for Ointzin, what about Lagabi Kefa? He doesn't know.
We're more Italian than Shasti, right?
Go ahead.
Says there's a new Maisa Gneva. That's why it's Chayav to pay to the Hashtag.
Go ahead.
Right? The
loose new
of
Maisel,
the guy made no
kinyonim
at all.
You don't know, it might be in his chotz, so you have to know how to have a shasi words. Taka might be a gzela, might be a mazik, tzois, nasivis, not so, you just ran into like mamish raid, you know. Not so fortunate. What am I trying to accomplish here? If I'm right, if it's true that Taisa and Gzeh's Loshain is only Chiyav Ointzin, if I'm right, then I could taino that the Tzma's Bemis, you could be Memayit at least, the Kasha, the Goyin, and the Kiveg on the Tzma. Avada, the Tzma knew the Mechamin Shinan Aleph. And knew Avada, once you bring Rishus Rabbim, it's already enough to be Chayiv Bo Ointzin. But Pashtis, the Mechamin is going on Chiyav Kefil as well. Right? Sif Gimu was, Ezeo Ganav that's Chayiv in Kefil. That's a whole Sif. Why? Who's the Ganav that's Chayiv in Kefil? Not a Gazan, because Gazan's not enough, Gazan's only Chayiv in Karen. Comes along Sif Dalad, Mishor, Shemosha, Kagneva, Nazela, Ganav. Now, you want to be a ganef, you want to be chayv and kefal and dal of the hay, you want to be a full-fledged, that you bit a proper kinyan, zok this ma, it's not enough that you mash a chus mishas abalam. You tak have to bring it into a meshicha, which is a real kinyan, a meshicha and a simto, a meshicha and a mishas ayachet. It's not enough to have just a meshicha and a mishas arabim. But you want to agree that you're chayv and ainzin, which is like midi dav ashel, it's like a shoulder kedini, you're chayv and ainzin. Yeah, vada, you can be chayv and ainzin, even a meshicha and a mishas arabim. But if you want to be a ganef you're not going to be unless you make a meshicha in a proper place, in a proper, just like in Kolot Erikula, that you have to do a proper meshicha to be koino. To be a ganef you also need a proper kinin. That's what I would like to suggest. Grad, if you learn that it, Taisim Bavakim and Ayin Tesim and Aleph asks on this and doesn't like this Teretz HaTaisis, this Shita HaTaisis, you could have a Chiv Ointzin with a Meshikah and Shusarab, and he asks from a Gemara if you learn that it only meant oinsin and not kefil, l'chor you can get out of Taisis' kasha. So maybe if I get that's a right, that Taisis understood that other sheet is going on kefil as well. Okay, this is what the tumul about. But if this would be true, at least I could squeeze into the sma that that's all the sma meant. And memela v'adachiv oinsin is, but to be a ganim, to be chayiv kefil, that you need a proper mishika. Now, we're talking about now legabi chiyuvim. Zayin oinsin, zayin kefil like me. We're talking about chiyuvim. What about, were you a ganif? Are you over any yesurim? If I am moishik the kefil, it's out of yeshus into yeshus harabim. Did a bad mishika, didn't learn in yeshiva, don't know how to steal. So now what do I do now? Did I do an issa? I know I'm not going to be koine the kefil, so I'd say, but did I do an issa? Did I do a maisa gneva that the Torah said, leisa gneva, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
So, it's not worse when a guy steals for a joke.
Oh, but a guy steals for a joke, at least he's doing a proper stealing. He made a kinyan, he brought it into his rishos, he did agbah, put it in his pocket, he might have yad, chotz, he have 100 kinyanim. So he did a proper kinyan, but he had a bad motive. He wasn't doing it to keep, he was doing it to...
But
the ganav, if you steal, you don't have a mind to... I don't know if that's going to help you. If you're doing gzeilev, you might have been shus. I don't know if that's going to help you. But now I know that, if I'm going to steal and I'm going to be koina, I'm going to be chayiv, so let me steal and have now not in das to be koina. I'm still going to be chayiv.
No, that's not true. What's the guy stealing for then?
The Torah was matel alecha the chiyuvim and the kinyanim ba'kocha if the ganav even doesn't want to steal. Even doesn't want the kinyanim. He wants. So there, if stealing for a joke is considered stealing, and he did a proper kinyan, so memele, he'd be chayiv. And it'd be awesome. Shaila is, if you don't do a proper kinyonim, then are you over any yesurim or not? So there, we collect the shaila before, but I found recently there's a shut Maria Halevi in Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Tes, and there's a chazanishim bavakama tezayin tzivkot nechof into sand, shnei nevim, nisnabu kamap besign and echod. They both clear the shaila, and they're both noita since the sand. They're both maybe. Maybe they entertain. Maybe that you could take be over the issa, even though you don't have the kinyani genev, even though you don't have the chiyuvim. The one lashon is the Maria Levi says, as long as you are mafkia merishus habaylim, that might be enough for isurim to get it out of the baylim's rishos. And the Chazanish's lashon is, as long as you are shaylel the shlitas habaylim, it's already enough to be over Yisrael. What we really want to be magdish is maybe like the chazanish. I don't have to even take it out of your rishos. Could be if I hide it in your rishos, but you don't have shlita on it anymore, and I do because I know where it is. Maybe that would be enough like the chazanish. I don't know. But they both entertain. You could have an issa, perhaps, without the chivim. Now, if Kamina was, we cled when a Goynev Amnasla make it over there, there was a Chedushi Arim who wanted to tie into Santa Pshai, try to put it into the Mechaba, that the extra din Kadei Letzare was where you didn't take it out as Rishos. You just like knocked it off the table, you knocked it off, you kicked it under the bed. So you didn't do any kinyanim. And never, right, you didn't do Agbar Mashikah, Bishas Aran doesn't work, nothing. And then that would still be the Issa of Goynev Amnas Lameka, Goynev Amnas Latzair. And we tie in on the Chedush Arim, I mean, what's going on? You didn't do any Maisa Kinyan, so how could you be a Ganev? I mean, to hear which says, so we entertain that, and now we see other Akhranim go like that too. It could be Isurim are easier to come by than Chiyuvim. Try to Zachiv, Taki you won't have till you have a Maisa Kinyan. But you want to know, but you're even Issa, maybe you're already even Issa, just kicking it under the bed. That's already enough to be even Issa, and that would be already enough to be Ganev and Nasla Meka. The ma'aseh is even like these akharim, that's a part of the Chedushirim. Because even like the akharim, you have to be like much Maria Levi, you have to be mafkim or shus habaylam. Kick it under the bed. I still wasn't mafkim or shus habaylam, I still be shus habaylam. So you have to, that's why I'm saying, maybe he goes like the chaznish's lashon, you shaylel the shlitas habaylam on the chavet, that's already enough to have the issa. Maybe. Anyway, we didn't like the Chedushirim for other reasons last time. But good, we see this concept. Now you have a Maria Levi, a chaznish, and then that Chedushirim, that you might be able to get Isurim even without proper kinyonim.
That even would not be allowed to do essay, because...
There's no chiv hashavas. So how do you have a lavender to class? I hear. So here too, you have to go here. If you're in Moshe Kabishus Harabim and you don't have Kinyani Gneva and you're over Isurim, so where is the lavender class? So you should get Marcus. I hear the Shaila. Okay.
What's
it you have in Kerry? No, like one sheet is a taisi, you're having chiv einzin. You're chiv einzin and a chanami, but like the other sheet, you're nothing. Right, which is the pashas that's mad that you're nothing until you bring it into a private shus. So I got into, but I'll still be over the issa, so I could get the issa without the chiyah. So what happened to the lav? Won't you get Marcus? Very nice. You're thinking very gushmak. All right. Good. That's the Mechaba. Now, the Mechaba is the last half, the second half of the Mechaba is V'mechnisa l'shusay. Hechnisa l'shusay. I brought it into my reshus. What does that mean? What is the Mechaba trying to do here? Vavusta yeshiva shetayr, it's exos, but you want to know what exos is? It's here. If you look in the Sivkot and Beis and exos, Sakta exos, V'mechnisa l'shusay, per kama dovab n'tia, tanya, ein li ela yodai, gagoy, chatzerei, karfifoy minayin. But the Gemara said, Josh, how do you know that all these Rishosim could also make you into a Ganet? Talmud Loima, Emhimatzei Timatzei. Upirish Rashi, Gabi Chetzeroi, what was the case? How did it get into my Chotze? Kigoin, Shenichnes Elushosai, it entered my Rishos, V'na'al Bifaneha, and I closed the door. Akan Loshen of Rashi. Umash Mazak Tiksais, Dimnichnes Me'atm Elushosai, if it just entered by itself into your Rishos, you didn't do any Maisa. V'niskavn L'knoisa L'gzela, and I tack out of mind, I'm going to steal this animal. But I didn't shut the door. I didn't do any maisa in the maisa geneva. Loi mechuyv b'makshava greida. I'm not a ganef. I'm not going to be chayv for my makshava alone. In order to be a ganef or a gazan, you have to do a maisa. V'afilu hayechotza mishtameres. Even if it would have been a chotza mishtameres, I mean, don't say that Rashi needs no b'fanet to make it into mishtameres. No. Even if somehow it would have been a chotza mishtameres without it, it just entered my reshus by itself, I would not be a ganef. U'mishum to b'makshava inu nasa gazan. You cannot become a gazan with makshava. Achi yase maisa k'mo no b'fanet. Afa gav to b'metziye kai gavna. Even though b'metziye kai gavna kari lo b'makshava. Of a great koni lab and makshava great, it's enough to be koina metzia because it's a chotza mishtameres. Of a big zela tzarkno b'fenel, you either have to shut the door, or she yachnisena ba'atz moilushusai, or you have to actually schlep it into your shos. V'zeu she kotzav b'shulchan aruch. That's the diak of the shulchan aruch before. Why does the shulchan aruch say a lot in v'michnisa lushusai? It's the teacher. You have to be machneset. You have to be the machnes. Avo nichnesa me'alev. It came by itself. Loi v'hu adin nichnesa me'alev. And all b'fenel dezenam yavi ma'isa. Kid, so you got to do a ma'isa. Either you shut the door or you schlep it in. But if it comes in by yourself, and even if you have a makshava, I want to be kind of this chayvitz, I will not be chayv, I'm not a gazlan at all. And at the end, he brings another ayah, and at the end, he's fears. I feel like in a kind of lointin, you're not even chayv lointin, you're nobody. If you don't do a maisa, you're not, you're potter, you're nothing. You're talking, you won't even have an issa, even like those achronim. You didn't do anything, you didn't do any maisa, you don't have a shame gazlan on you. Not chayv lointin, you're nobody. Means you blew it, you batched up, you don't know how to steal. Fine, so that's the ksais. The ksais is mechadish, that you need a maisa in order to be kaino, in order to be chayv at all. Pelot the ksais. There are other pshatim in Rashi, there's a taisis who's mashal like that as well in Bava Kama, that you need to do a maisa, you had to hit it to be chayv. They try to bring their raya, but many achronim bring rayas for kefenis ksais. And just to give you, there are actually three shitas. There's the ksais who holds that you're a nobody, you're nothing. Then you have the Machaneh Ephraim and Huchas Gzela Simin Yud Beis, who's mavur that you are a gazan aydei chatzeroi, even if you didn't have any mice at all, you are a gazan. See, once in a bekoy for pipikodin, you could be a gazan once you machshava to steal it and keep it, even though you didn't do anything. So that's Machaneh Ephraim. And then comes along the Imrei Moshe in Simin Lamed Beis Ois Beis, and he's mechadish a split here. He wants a tiny event of the negate to what. Chiv Ointin or Chiv Kefil, like we did before. We tried to make that chilek, but he has a chilek b'neget here. If you want to know, b'gabi Chiv Ointin, avad or Chiv Ointin doesn't need a mice, and avad you're going to be chayv Chiv Ointin just having makshava to steal it. You're already chayv Ointin. If you want to become a full fledged ganev to be chayv in Kefil, no, that's not going to be enough if you didn't do a mice. For a ganev, a shame ganev to be chayv in Kefil, that you have to do a mice. For Chiv Ointin or to have a shame gazlin, that you could do without a maisa. But ganev, that extra darga, that ganev, it's chayim and kevin alvei, no, that you need a maisa, and that won't work. Mameli is miyashav a lot of the kashis, because he has talking about for gzeila, he has talking about for gneva. Then he fears ois, memeila, abizoi, so that which the mechaba over here says, echniso, must be its lav dafka, because Mechab is talking about chiv einzin, and so what do you need a chnisa for? Even without a chnisa, you'd be chayv einzin. As I said to Rimeisha. Now, Lididi, the Mirashi should have said a shtickle better, because I wanted to tie into Mechabes talking about, yeah, Benegeh Techiv Kevel even. That's how I wanted to end up this month before. Right? Siv Gimel was talking about Ezel Ganev, Schaiv and Kevel, and come Siv Dalit, and when are you that Ganev? So it sounds like the Mechabes is talking even Chiv Kevel. So Mechabes is talking about Ezel Mechnisa Lushusa. You want to be a full fledged Ganev, you have to do a Chnisa Lushusa, like the Xais is Medaik. Chiv Ainzin, there we could argue in the Xais, like the Mimesha, and say, Chiv Ainzin, even without a full fledged Maisa, just a machshava alone is enough. But to be a ganif, to be chayv and careful, that you need a hechnisa lushasai. That's why we could have tied it, but he didn't tie it like that. All right, but anyway, you have three shitas to be a ganif. So the next time you steal, you have to remember, you have to do light excise, you got to do a maisa in order to become a ganif. Sorry? A machshava and a maisa. Well, how do you steal without a machshava? What do you mean?
And that closes the door to steal.
Yes, yeah, so then you had a mind. You didn't have a mind to steal b'chalach. Yeah, that's nothing.
So if someone picks something under the bed, just to.
My friend's the other way. You had a mind without the mice. So this is.
Chatzalon
is kind of saying. Yeah, but he's saying that you never had the mind to steal in the first place. That's different than Makrafan.
Matt Makrafan, you had a mind to
steal? Makrafan was, yeah. I wanted to be Koifa Bibkod and I want to be Machish.
Balance your
Chatzalon. Why am I Gaza? Maybe I'm Mishra Aveda. Maybe I'm a good boy. I mean, how do you know what I am? But so you have to have a mind about it to keep the item.
So picking something under a bed.
Right.
Right, so you have to have a mind to steal it. You just have a mind to go inside.
Well, we said before that the Chiddush of Leisig Neva was a filo menas lemekat. So that gufa means that's enough of a machshava for stealing. No, if you don't have a kinyan, so no, that's for sure. The Ksais is not saying that you don't need a kinyan. He holds you need a kinyan, just he holds that on top of the kinyan you also need a maisa. If you don't have a kinyan, then avada you won't be chayv. For the Issa. Chazinsh was talking about the Issa, that you could have the Issa without the Kenyan.
But the Issa also requires
Kavanah. Yeah, the Issa would require some degree of Kavanah, right? Even going to Amnas Lamekat, maybe, like the Chedush Yerim. Because that's also a Kavanah that Torah doesn't like. Maybe. All right. Fine. Okay, let's continue. So it's a Chiddush Ksais. It's a Yeshiva Shatayah that you need a Maisa Gneva. Here it is. They bring a Raiz from Shlichus Yad, Raiz back and forth. It's, we can go on for the Raiz. But you say this, those are the three Shitas. Fine, let's see the Ramah. Eimas Ganav Chayv Bekeif of Abav HaChamish. Or when is a Ganav Chayv?
So he came into his Chatzar and he doesn't have a mind to garner it.
Good.
What does he have in mind? Leave it there forever?
No, in
his.
In which case? The case of Ksais's case? Or his case? Case, you have a mind to keep it, but I didn't do a maisa. So I'm not a gun until I do a maisa. I have to shut the door, or I have to hit it.
Yeah,
or till I do that, I'm nothing. I want
to
keep it.
What?
I'm going to keep it.
You're going to keep it?
For sure. I'm a gun. I'm going to keep it. Just. I'm not yet that ganav because I didn't do a proper maisa kinyan. Give me time till I get the maisa kinyan. If they chat me now, if they catch me now, I'm scot free. I did nothing. I didn't do any maisa kinyan, so I can't be a ganav yet. Fine, let's do the Ramah. Eim is ganav chay bekeif avabav v'chamisha. When is a ganav chay bekeif avabav v'chamisha? Ayim bifnim. I think he means, ayim bifnim means look in the tour. Or in Shas, yeah. For lekosin a mechaba hazeh, but the mechaba hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Shulchan Aruch didn't write about it. Why? Lefihu shu knas, kefal and dal vehe is knas, veinu noyig hu idna. And today we're not noyig the knosas. Why are we not noyig? Because the din is, in order to paskin knosas, you have to have smicha. And we don't have smicha anymore. So mele, we can't paskin. And the truth of the matter is, let me go strap. In order to paskin basically all chesha mishrit, you need smicha. And Be'etzem, the whole Choshen Mishpat should be not Negeh today anymore. I mean, Negeh, you shouldn't be over, but Be'etzem shouldn't be involved. Terry says, but there's a kind of Shlichusayo Ko'avdinon. We act as the emissaries of the previous Smuchim, of the previous Dekadiris, and Mamela, that's our authority to be able to pass Kanshaz of Choshen Mishpat. But we only have that Koyach of Shlichusayo Ko'avdinon on normal things. Things are Milsat Eloi Shchicha, abnormal. Or things that are Knosis, that they never gave us a Koyach, Mamela, we cannot pass Kandish Shailas. According to some Shitis, it could be even an Isser to pass Kandish Shailas. It's an Isser. It's like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reserved these Shailas only to Smuchim, and anyone who's not a Samach is not allowed to even. Means if, let's say, you have two Balei Din, want to be Makabal anyway, I want to pass Kandish Shailas anyway, I know that, I'll give you the authority. Could be it's even an Issa to Paskin that Shaila, or Pia Ramban's Pshat. Okay, but you said, we don't have the Koyach to Paskin that Shaila. Memela, since the Mechaba holds that we don't pass in Knossos, right? I mean, it brings it down, Simen Aleph, the very first Simen. But Me'ela, since Eino Noigidna, so you left out everything to do about Kefon Dal Vehe, just left that out of Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to see, very interesting, we'll see some simonim as we go along, that basically there's nothing in the Simen. It's like a one sifa. Mechaber says nothing. There's no chiddush. You wonder what's he doing. Teretz is because the Torah has a whole riches about kefil. And the Mechaber, not to mess up the numbering of the Shulchan Aruch, like if he's going to skip out Shin Nun Aleph and Shin Nun Beis, then his Shin Nun Gimel will be Nun Aleph, and then the Torah's Shin Nun Gimel will get confusing. So he just said anything just to keep the format. Okay, now we're on Shin Nun Aleph, and now we're on Shin Nun Beis, now we're on Shin Nun Gimel. But Be'etzim, he doesn't discuss kefil and Aleph because it's Knossos, it's Eino
Noigid.
What do you mean? Why is he deferring? What do you mean?
Since when does he have to hold with the
Mechaber? He does, who says he does? He just says, if you want to know, look over
why
there in the Torah.
So
why doesn't he be Marech? Yeah. But he says, one second, he says, however, Miu Yesh Nafkusa Im Tafas. But you should know, you should yet look Bifnim because there's a Nafkamin, even though Bezin doesn't pass in the Shailis. But if you do a Tfisa, if you stole from me, I'll chap from you kefil and dalet vehei. Then it's nageya. You chayv kefil davei. Did you do a proper adom? The knasas pata. You have to know all the dinim when you chayv. Vayin leil simen aleph sifhei that we do bisman as that paskin knasas not b'teris psak, but we do it by nageya tfisa. So we could have maybe mishamtin and lay other things.
What happens by tfisa?
Oh, if the guy passing tfisa, then Bezin has to get involved. And even then, it's a machlek, it's a place where Bezin could pass in even then. And we'll see right now. Let's see in Sif Kotten Yudala for Sma.
The
Torah brought down these halachas because it's negeta tfisa. And even the Torah, you should know, is mekatze. He says, because it's not really negeta, but it's negeta for tfisa, so he has to give you just the general outlines of these halachas. Right. So one second, you want to bring a right from Ramah that the Mechaber is going yeah on kefil and not on kefil. So you want to say the Mechaber is only talking about Karen? I think the Mechaber just saw some. He saw some and he was talking about everything, whatever. It's Negeya. And then Zokter Ramah, you should know, the Mechaber left out the whole thing of Moed B'Knas and all the Dina Kevet Aveh, because I'm telling you, he didn't go into it because it's not Negeya B'Zman Hazeh. Now, if you look in the Rasma, so why didn't the Mechaber bring down these alokas if it's Yen Negeya for Tfisa? I mean, so now back to Shaila. If the Ramah likes these alokas because of Tfisa, so what happened to the Mechaber? So look in this massive Kotn Yud Aleph, V'Efsha, like a few lines in, V'Efsha, the HaMechaber Pasa Kerama. That whole din that you're allowed to chap and do tfisa, even though on things that we don't pass, and that's only if it's up to the Karen amount. But for kevo dala vehe, you're now allowed to do tfisa even bezman hazeh, shu yesen min nizkoi. Why? It was a takana that you're allowed to do tfisa. V'la'avdi takanta l'arviach ha'mamayne. And they never made this takanta if you want to get more than you deserve. More than, what it means to deserve more than your mama that you lost. We're not, we have to allow it to be tfisa, so you should recap your losses. But to be able to get, and now get kevo dala vehe, that we never instituted tfisa, Mamela Machaba doesn't have tfisa, Mishamochi Yeshmita Namachaba. Mashenke, what does Ramah hold? Umaramzal, the Ramah holds Svile Karosh, Shato Kosov Shomolov, the Torah argues with the Raman, Isesha Rosh Cholak Aldvora, Visrile, the Lafta Kantihi. That your tfis is not a takona, the Midaraisa Machaivle, Mineika Dinu Machaiv, it's Midaraisa. Elish Ain Lono Dain Babavu, Shiachvenu Litain. But no one could force him because we don't have a dying because no one is a samak today. Okay, I'm the oven in the shdin in the nafshay. Litvay spishir kevo dala veve mitzin miyadoy. That's make a din oven in the shdin in the nafshay. You're allowed to be typhus. So it's not a takanta. Mamele is yet applicable for even kevo dala veve. So the Mechaber left it out because he holds like the Rama that tfisa and kevo dala veve doesn't work. And the Rama holds like the Rosh that tfisa and dala veve does work. And Mamele brought it down. That's the smaz pshat. Lamaise is just, let's flesh this out a little bit. It means the Mechaber does not hold, or Efsha. Efsha, the Mechaber holds, like the Rama, the Tfisa doesn't work. Mele, it's not Negea, ki huza, this din a kefan dala behe. So, Shtikoshfer, so what do you need Siv Gimel for? Siv Gimel, Ezeo Ganov. But otherwise, you're a gazlan. What's the nafka meaning between a gazlan and a ganav? When you get the kefon dalavehei, and the mechabah himself in Sifkon Zayin says it's all nafka meaning is on the kefon dalavehei. So if the mechabah doesn't want to talk about kefon dalavehei, it's never negated. What does he need that halacha for and Sif Gimel for? Alamai, I would suggest that Avada Mechaba also holds that Tfisa work, but it's not really Nogeya. So maybe I left it out, but just the Etzim Yisoid, you want to know Hilchas Gneva, what is a Ganem, what's a Gazim, that I'll tell you. I mean, I'll tell you just certain fundamentals. After that, that's it. I'm not going to be Marichane because it's not really Nogeya. Just like the Tor also brought down Halachas, but wasn't Marichane fully because it's not really Nogeya. So Mechaba's Kitza started earlier. Mechaba was Mekata just to give you the basic fundamentals, and after that, he stopped. But even the Mechaba can sign holds that Tfisa would work. Even a Gazan Chaybainz. A Gazan and Ganav's Chaybainz. That's Shava. It's Karen. So it's only negate the Kevin Dalvehei. Kevin Dalvehei, Mechaba, if the Sma is right, it's never negate. And truth be told, that even though the Sma over here says a pshat why the Mechaba left it out, but if you look in the Sma, in Simin Aleph, in Sivkot Yud Zayin, and Sivkot Yud Ches, over there he teaches the Mechaba Lehedja that Tfisa does work even on Kevin Dalvehei. Not like what he's saying in the Mechaba here. Means he's saying that, yeah, even the Mechaba holds like the Ruma that Tfisa does work. So, Shtiko Stiris Sma Bedasa Mechaba. And could be that's what the Shach means. If you look at the Shach in Sivkon Dalet, he says, Yesh Navkusa, Ein Bismas Sivkon Yud Aleph. Excuse me. The Ein Le'el, Simen Aleph, Sivkon Yud Ches. He means the Sma Le'el in Simen Aleph, Sivkon Yud Ches. And over there he says himself, over there he says, even in the Mechaba Tfisa would work. So, it's a Stiris Sma Bedasa Mechaba. But certainly later on, Tfisa is going to work. Excuse me.
Saying that my Rebbe is a brother,
even if they won't pass in it. Maybe the Rashiva won't take him to Dintari over his breakfast, but he's still now a dude, and it's a Gneva if he's Makbin. Now, it's also Mashma Shtikl that Adkam we're only dealing with the Kefal and the Dalut Vehei. But the Karen of the Gneva, we will paskin. We are empowered to paskin even Bezman Hazeh. And the truth is that that's the Shitas of Mechaba. In Simen Aleph, Mechaba holds Sai Gneva, Sai Gzela, we do paskin Bezman Hazeh. However, the Ramah over there in Simen Aleph, Siv Gimel, brings down Shitas in the book of Yosef, that which Gzelas we paskin Bezman Hazeh is only things like that, it's easier to come by, it's more shchiach. But for me to do a real gzeilah, that I should snatch something out of your hand, that's a loy shchiach. And since it's loy shchiach, then we never had the takona of shlichusayu, and we cannot pass in hilchas gzeilah bizman hazeh. We cannot pass in gzeilah. Oh, as posh as you can, just because if you can't pass in din, doesn't give you a head to go to akais. Right.
Just like you normally picture.
No, specifically on these halakas, you're not allowed. It's a good shayla they talk about, but specifically, no, you're not allowed to do it. We're not supposed to be passing these shaylas, and we can't pass in these shaylas with zman hazeh. So, the Ramah holds gzeila, argues that the Mechaba holds gzeila not. Sounds like from here that the Ramah would agree for gneva. It's not a great dig, but the way he's talking about kefon dalavei, sounds like gneva of Karen he's moided to. So you have to be mechala between gzeila and gneva. The gzeila, is to snatch it out of your hands, that I'm not going to do. But gneva, while you're not knowing about it, I sneak into your reshus and I help myself to the items, that is shkiach or more shkiach than gzeila. And even like that Ramah, we will pass in gneva b'zman hazeh. There's a chedushi arim in Simen Aleph, Siv Katan Chav Dalet, and I think again in Chavav, Hutaka says this chilek. He goes back and forth, but at the end of the day, that's how he holds that. Even like the Ramah, the Gzeilu, we won't paskin bezman hazeh, but Gneva, we will paskin bezman hazeh. I should just be moisiv that the Ramah over there says that which we don't paskin Gzeilu bezman hazeh is to be mechayiv the guy money. But if the Gzeilu is still be'en, then we will paskin Gzeilu and we'll force him to return the item. That's what the Ramah says. What's Pshat? Kishmak a Pshat, the Nachal Yitzchok says a Pshat, and grabs this mashma like that, and the Behud and others as well, is that if I take something and the Chayfet is still be'en, that every second the Ganav is doing another Ma'isek Zeila, another Ma'isek Zeila, another Ma'isek Zeila. So even though we're not empowered to paskin shailas of Chiyuvi Momen, because we're not smuchin, and it's Loishkiyak, they didn't make a Shlichusayo on that, but right now I have to be mafresh you from Manissa. Right now you've been over Leisigzil again. I've got to stop you. So Mamela, I let her beat the living daylights out of you to stop you from doing Anissa. So Mamela, then I could paskin to get you to be Maitzi the Dov HaGozel from your Rishos. But if you already ate it, or you already lost it, and I just chayv achivainzin, then I won't paskin bezman hazeh chiyuv egzela because it's loishkiyak. But Geneva, you will paskin. Sorry, what? And you can have Yachid also. They got a different dinim.
So they'll come on, don't deal enough. So they push, you have my chayfets. I want to save you from
a later. Yeah, so that's not so posh. It's a mashayvev. Nasiv is not so posh. If everyone has that din of being mafresh me'isa, if you're allowed to be makka because of that. So it's also a tumult. So,
I won't be makka, just take it.
Oh, just take it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you could just take it to your mafresh from me'isa. Well, you anyway, you're the nigzal anyway. I mean, you let it be done in the nafshe anyway.
You only have to go to bezdin first.
No, done deal in nafshe, you're allowed to just take it. You are the bezdin. You could be done deal in nafshe.
Only when you can't go to bezdin.
No, Grada, it's a Machlek, it's a Marayim. We pask, and even if you could go to Bezdin, Bensik, if you're going to hit him or mafs at him, not. If you're not being mafs at him, then even if you could go to Bezdin, you could take it. Because we hold Dundin and Afshay, even Bamakam Delek Abseida. See you later. Why? No, we had that other than Ben Bagbag. You mean Ben Bagbag, right? But Lafrushi means Surah, you want to do it, even for you, but you see that over there, not like that. So, all right. You will have to know. I'm the Lafrusha Minisir on that then. Okay, yes, good. Okay, very good. All right, Shai, let's move on here. Sif Hei. Tashlume Gneva. If you have a Chiyuvim of Gneva, you have to pay back Gneva. What do you pay back with? Sakta Machabe. Im Yeshlim Metaltalim. If you have Metaltalim, Yerdim Lahem. Bezin is Goyvi from Metaltalim. That's the first. What Bezin tries to get to seize. Then ainloy metaltalin, but if he doesn't have metaltalin ela kakoyis, then yerdim lahem. Then Bezin will be goyver from the kakoyis. The goyvin meidu shalai kishanazikin. If we're dealing with kakoyis, is a din meitav just like shanazikin that you're allowed to collect. Bezin's mechuyv. The Bezin will be goyver from the best karka that he has from idis of nazikin. That's when he's being goiva karka, but metaltalin commonly every metaltalin is made of who? Because if he doesn't sell here, you could sell it somewhere else. You could carry it and bring it to other places. But mele by metaltalin, every metaltalin goes, even inferior quality metaltalin. But by karka, you need spitz karka. That's what you pay with. But you
money
see, money doesn't discuss. Very good. So you try like this. Really, there are three items: there's money, metaltalin, karka. Metaltalin goes first, then karka. Money we don't even discuss. And betzim the shaila has been negeh to nezikin, is a negeh to other things. Havah might be different, Schir Spoiler might be different, but Lechayer from the Mechaba, Gneva and Nezikin, Mazik is the same. By Mazik, there's a Machlik, there's a Paiskim. What's Prat here? When the Mechaba says that you go after Metaltalin first, what does that mean? That means the guy who has to pay, the Ganev, pays Metaltalin first? Because he wants to pay Metaltalin first? Or even if he doesn't want to pay Metaltalin? I mean, what happens if the Ganev wants to pay Karka first? Could the Nigna force him to pay Metaltalin? Or the Faket. If the Nignav wants Karka, could the Ganav force the Nignav to take Metaltalin? Who decides Metaltalin versus Karka? Who has the upper hand? Maybe nobody. But what's Pshadiyah? What does the Mechaba mean that Metaltalin is a Kseida Grima Metaltalin and then Karka? There's a Machlek is a Poiskin. There's a Sman, Simon Tov Yud Tes, Siv Cotton Aleph, that he holds that really Yad HaGanav Al El Yoyne, Yad HaMazik Al El Yoyne, whoever is paying could give whatever he wants. He wants Makarka, pay Karka, wants Metaltalin, pay Metaltalin, he wants to pay money. He has the upper hand to decide what he's paying with. So why does it say Bezin's Goyva Metaltalin before Karka? If the Ganav wants, he could pay Karka first. Because the Ganav would rather pay with Metaltalin before Karka, because Karka is a Medes Loilam, so he's going to want to hold on to his Karka as much as possible. So Pashtis, the Ganav would want him to pay with Metaltalin, therefore Bezin is Goyva from Metaltalin. But if the Ganav wants to pay in Karka instead of Metaltalin, he could stick the Nignav with Karka instead of Metaltalin. He has the choice. That's a smashita. Shach argues, Shach brings a lot of Rishonim who argue, and the Shach says, no, Metaltalin is the first choice. If the Ganav wants to pay with Karka, tough. The Nignav could force the Ganav to pay with Metaltalin. Metaltalin is the first choice, and inversely as well. If the Nignav would want Karka, the Ganav could force the Nignav to take Metaltalin. No one has the upper hand. The Seida Gvi is Metaltalin first, then goes Karka. Money, everyone agrees that if the Ganav wants to pay with money, he has the right to pay with money and avoid metalton, avoid kaka whenever he wants. But when you get to metalton versus kaka, like the sama, the ganav has the choice, and like the shach, no one has the choice. Metalton comes first, and then goes kaka.
It says kashan ezekiel.
Shan Ezekin is says a cousin Shav Kesem, right? Right, so I'm telling you that, and the Sman the Shach, what I just told you is by Shan Ezekin, isn't tough your test.
The Nizik cannot
force Dafka money, no. By Halva, the Malva could ask for Dafka money, but not over here. By over here, the halacha is that you cannot force money, you can only do a Gvi, the Metalton Akarko, and like I said, Sman says the kind of has a choice, and like the Shach, the metalton comes first. Now, after Red Duch, it's poshut, but the Lashon Mechab is tashlume geneva, when you're coming to pay. But avad, if the chavitz is be'en, avad, you have a chiveheshiv, and you got to return that item, that comes first. A ganav can say, I would like to keep the item, but I'll give you metalton and a karka. That's for sure not. Avad, you have to give back the chavitz. It's just, if you don't have the chavitz is not be'en, and now we're talking about tashlumen, then in tashlumen, then we have to say the gviya, metalton or karka.
This is also.
Or kefil, l'chayra kefil should have the same dinim l'chayra, l'chayra. Yeah, or have the same dinim and meta of l'chayra. Yeah, like the Gemara's of Mash in the beginning above the Kama, Chavtal and Nizikin. Tough luck. Nizik is not up to him. If he doesn't have a use, he's going to have to find a use. I'll have to sell it. I'll have to do something with it. I could force him to take Medaltlan. There was a famous story, Rav Spitzerova. What was the case? The guy stole, either stole or was Mazik, I don't remember what it was, but he owned a soap factory. So when it came time to pay, he sent like 3 million bars of soap as payment. Look, I could pay with Shavu Kesef, I'm Metaltalin, that's fine. And you know, you'll have to figure out what to do with all this soap. That was his story. But in economy, you're allowed to force even Metaltalin over Karka. You're allowed to force even over money. So yeah.
Has to be
soap is sellable. He's selling it, so you can sell it too.
Yeah, right.
It's sellable. Not only that, I charge you, means I count every bar of soap for its retail value, not for the amount that I made it wholesale, but it's worth. That bar of soap is worth the full value. Shavu Kesef is kikesef. So go to a store right now. Go to a store right now and see what you can. I have ShopRite selling it, KFS is selling it, Coop selling it, everyone else is selling this item. So that's what you can sell it for. So that's its value. All right. Huh? All right.
This is a question that's on Daf Gneva and Gzela.
Gzela is going to be the same thing. Look, okay, yeah.
Seconds, since we see Bezim can enforce Gzela.
No, again, we don't like them. Oyardim l'nachosiv. Yeah, but that's legeya for the Karen. So like the Makaba, Bezdin does side Karen of Gneva, side Gzela. Like the Ramah, it would only be Gneva and not Gzela, unless it's Zaitik of forms of Gneva. All right, let's do a Piskei Tshuva and we'll Messiah with Geshmaka Piskei Tshuva. Tashlume Gneva. I'm Beshulte Giborim, Chekosiv. The mehad is a gemara b'vakayma in chesem et beis. The hoima harei alai oila v'hifrishar. I made a neder that I'm going to bring an oila, and I was mafresh a shor for this oila. Oba ache v'ganvoy. And now the ganav took away this oila from me, took this shor from me. And if I don't get it back, I'm going to have to be mashlam my neder. I'm going to have to be mafresh another carbon. So I have a vested interest in this item. I got to get this item back. It's going to cost me. The Gemara says, "Moti ganav pata nafshe bekeves." The ganav is allowed to give me back a keves, which is inferior. It's not a shor, something smaller, something cheaper. He stole from me a $300 shor, and he could pay me back with a $100 keves. He stole a shor $300, and they're giving me a shepsel worth only $100. And that he's allowed to do. Why? So the Gemara, because what do I need this animal for?
For the carbon.
And I'm yoytze with a keves, just like I'm yoytze with a shor. So you need it for your mitzvah. Here, you need a mitzvah. Here's a kevis. Take your mitzvah. Mamel, it's not a problem.
Unless he was menadav ashar.
Unless he was menadav lehedja ashar. But if he's menadav a carbon, alai oila, then even though I was mafreshuk shar, you could steal the. You can't steal it. But if you did steal it, and now you want to pay me back with a kevis, and later you realize that even you pay me back with a bird, a knife. If a knife is enough to be mashal miyaneda, then you can even give me back a knife. So what do we see from here? Zok teshul to gibor gavald yesh lumud mikan. I borrowed something and you stole it from me. So it's really not mine. I was on the Ashoyal on it. And what did I do? And I went back to the Bailam. I said, look, it was stolen from me. I know I'm Chayv Bain. Give me a favor. Give me a break. So don't charge me the whole $100. And we made a deal. You know, he only charged me $50. Then what happens? So I went, this ganav who stole from me doesn't have to pay me the full $100 value of the item. Only the amount that I was in the spasha with the bailim. Why? Because you see from the Gemara that when you steal something from me, as long as what I needed for is a carbon, I could be used with a smaller carbon. Well, all I need, even though you stole a $100 item from me, I only need $50 because the bailim would be happy with $50. So now I can only mon you for $50.
The Shore has a condition of Hagluf. So therefore, he has to now replace this carbon with another Shore.
He doesn't have to pay with another Shore, with any animal. Because he was not neither a Shore, he was just neither an Oloyla. He was mafish a Shore. It's Nadova. You're not Chayv Achrayis on Nadova. It's only for Yeneda. Yeneda was only an Oyla. Yeah, the Ganev stole from Hegdish. That's what you mean. The Ganev stole from Hegdish. So Ganev stole from Hegdish, so it's a Shaila. According to the Rashba, the Ganev will have to pay the Karen back to Hegdish. That's what the Rashba wrote. No, Harezu is Nadova. You're not Mechuv anything. It's only Harei Alai. And like many, it's only because Dava Gair Lamam Kamamad Dami, because I need this animal to pat my neda. Mamela, you were gair me that hefsit, and Mamela, I could mun you for it. So Zakte, if I only needed $50 to be pacify the Bailam, I could only mun you $50.
If you see how you then you wouldn't have to pay back the
Bailam at all. That's right.
You don't have to pay back.
That's right. Vayim b'mishnah l'melech. Let's take it to the next step, Rabbi Yisai Gavaldik. Vayim b'mishnah l'melech. Perek tezayim mukhus ma'isa kabonis. Shirat l'lumad migamara anal. Dimisha gonav esrog michaveray. You just bought a whopping $200 esrog right before Sukkot. You're going to show it off in shul. You're going to be who knows what. You're going to lose your whole scar of the mitzvah because you're showing it off. But at least you'll be able to get the kovet shavai. So what? Samer eskar. Okay, samer eskar. Most of the eskar. Dimisha gonav esrog michaveray. Koyde machag. Shekano isay bedomim yikarim emnei chashivusai. Mati ganav pata nafshe benesinus esrog acher. I could give you just any kosher esrog, which is kosher. Let's say day chayva. Avshe enu chashiv kumayacher. I stole from you a $200 esrog. Here's a $30 esrog. It's not a problem. Why? Sorry.
He's using it not as a
mobile. I've had it, but by the carbon rules, I lost out my carbon. I had a shor, and he's sticking me with the kevis. Because that's what the Gemara says. As long as my chiv that I have, my vested interest that I have in here, is only up to that dinner of what I need to be yotzei my mitzvah. So Mela, that's all you have.
I sold that esrog right before yotzei.
So Mishnah Melech says, what would be by a nesek? Now, Mem is this Shiloh. Everyone, I mean, 30, 40 achrenim told me about the shayla, paiskim about the shayla. It's not only gave it to Esrig. It was a shayla they do. I did hagban a sefer Torah, and he ripped a sefer Torah, and he ripped a gvil, and he wants to be mashing with an inferior gvil, and he ever buy a tefillin, he ruined damaged tefillin, he wants to give him a gasas, dakas. You know, he'll just stick him with anything. You only need it for your mitzvah anyway, so I'll stick it for you the mitzvah. Means there's any time you have an item for a mitzvah, maybe I can give you an inferior quality mitzvah,
no,
inferior quality mayim.
You're saying maybe the esrog in a week is worthless, but the tefillin, I can go ahead, I have a $5,000 pair of tefillin, and tomorrow I need some money, I'll say, you know what, I'll
sell it.
Okay, so let's say Vishuv, so Mishnah Melech entertained this, and he says Vishuv Dachez, why? Tishani Asim Dushar Zesh Hifrish Ein Leidamim has no value to me. The Kaimalan Damaychoy Lasoi Vishlamav Lasev Laklam. I can't transfer, I can't sell it. So Nimsa She Ein Chiyuvish Alaganav Ela Mishum Tashlum Mishalanoida. It's only because I need it for my neda. Mishum Machi Patenafshe Bekeves. Havahach Gabi Esrig Matzel Lameima Ano Havizvinele. I could have sold this beautiful esrog to someone else who's willing to pay $200 for this esrog. So it has value. God, I'm going to use it for the mitzvah, but beside, I could sell it to someone else. So I'm still the owner of a $200 value in this item because I could get that $200 value out of this item by selling it to someone else. So I'm selling it to someone else who needs an esrog, yeah.
So what's with the money?
Oh, with that money? I don't know. I can. Do you? Yeah. You have to buy another esrog with that money? And has money milsi? And the hegdish? So you're right, to buy now four esrogim. But why four is it? So he has value out of it. Now he have four people having the mitzvah. I'm not even sure it goes that Kedusha goes on the chayfetz. It's not hegdish. It's not the klayim and whatever shvi is. By Sefer Torah, there's a limitation, and Allah said it only to be. You see, not like that. Even a Sefer Torah that has limitations, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah Lisa Isha. Yeah, so even then, all right. Umisayim v'kosev shadivrei shulti giborim de baba basra heim dvorim matmim v'tzarechin ein shom gam b'sefer shal mishpot hiske gam ken divrei shulti giborim and v'cholik olav. So that's it. They all hold that no, buy an esrig that I could when I could really sell, so I could get that value out of the esrig. So mele you mafsed me the whole money. Now shenkin by sure that I can't sell, you won't mafsed me the whole money. Now I got to hold that the chilik is even a drop better. Maybe the Mishnah meant it. He could have said. Maybe the other Chayyim are going to say it. Is even by Esrog, even if you would tell me by Esrog, I couldn't sell it. So I can't sell it. It's not shaykh to sell. No one's interested in buying it. I don't know. Whatever the case is, I still think that by an Esrog he'd be chay. Because the is like this: by the I was mafresh the carbon. It's now hegdish. It belongs to hegdish. I gave it kedushas carbon. And batim lididan that we hold over garam lamam and enum mamin. You're allowed to steal it from me, and you're not going to pay me anything. Because I have no laws out of it. It's Hegdish's money. Just the whole Gemara is in Rabbi Shimon. Let's Rashi says that the Dover Gemara, the moment, come on me, dummy. So I have a vested interest in this carbon. But to what extent? To the extent that it's a Dover Gemara, the moment. It's only Gemara, me, moment for my neder. So to the extent I could be yaitz my neder with the keves. So Mamela, that's the extent of my bailus, my value in the item. An esrig doesn't have the kedusha, doesn't belong to anyone but me. It's my chavis. You think I'm crazy spending $200 on esrig? Maybe. You're right, maybe. But it's still $200 that I spent on this esrig that belongs to me. It's mine. It's my esrig. And its esrig is worth $200. I spent $200 on it. So if you're mastered me this esrig, you owe me $200. Whether I could sell it or not sell it is irrelevant. It could be that he held that some Achrenim learned that the second you can't sell the item, it automatically turns into a Davish Einu Shava Mamin based on the Taisis. So then maybe that's why he needed that I would, in theory, could sell the Esek. But if you hold like the other Achrenim, the bottom line is, it's my item, and it's my item that's worth $200 because I just paid $200 for it. So you will master me $200. There, it's not my carbon. It's only been negated to my Nedis. It's only negated to be right. I need it for my Nedis, which is for my Kevis, for the Yates of my Mitzvah. Now there are other Chilukim that Achrenim give. Some Achrenim want to say that whole Gemara is only on Kefal. You see that you anyway Chayiv Karen to Hegdish. So maybe over here, since it's yours, maybe that's what they mean. So Avada Hashad, we Chayiv the Karen from it. There's a Nechba Bakes who wants to say some type of Chilek that you were saying, Yitzchok, that the Gemara is talking about. He wants to make, by Esrig, you have Zekeli Vanveya, you have Hidden Mitzvah. Hidden Mitzvah, you have a Schusin. Over there, the Gemara wasn't talking about Hidden Mitzvah. It was, what's the Lashon of Gemara? You are trying to. Do you want to do mitzvah b'mamayne? What's the lashon gemara? It's not hidden mitzvah. It's a different lashon. For that taki, you're not a bailam for. But for hidden mitzvah, yeah, bailam. There are many nafkaminis that they try to say to be mechalek. But beside that, I think it's pashit as a major tumult. But pashit kipshutei halalacha avada. If you steal somebody's asking, you have to pay him back. As another, there's a whole another shaila. If you steal an esrig before sukkahs, could I pay the guy back with that very same esrig after sukkahs? I wish olachol lefanecha, even though after sukkahs, esrig's not worth more than a lemon. That's a whole different shaila. But benegay to this shaila pashtis, you will be chayv the whole dumei esrig. All right, good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.